Have usually told you that Mr. Tanja did not like of this mediation. Mediation, yeah. And three or four days ago, the mediator gave us his proposal how to get out from the crisis. And when the government delegation saw that, they have almost left the room. They said that they don't agree with what has been said by the mediator, because he said that there is a political crisis and we have to get out towards a transition when we have to set up a government or a union government. They refused that. They give their counter-proposal, and they begin by saying that there is no crisis in Niger, and they have only to respect their constitution, and even if they have to do some concession, it is to accept some of the opposition's member in the government if they want it, and beyond that, they haven't to do anything else. It is their position, and they gave their document. We refused to have discussion on the document, and so the dialogue is broke down, and the mediator left this morning, and he has to do his report to the ECOWAS summit that will have to his meeting next Tuesday.
Now that the negotiations have broken down, what happens next?
I don't think. We wait for the decision that will take the ECOWAS summit for ourselves. We have to go on with the struggle. We have stopped our demonstrations because of the dialogue. Since the dialogue is broken down, and Mr. Tanja does not agree to have discussion with us, we have to go on to struggle. And I don't know what the International Committee has to do, but we have to fight, we have to struggle, and it is what we will have to do next week.
But since President Tanja believes that there's no crisis and he believes he's the legitimate president, basically challenging him, you will be flouting the law and some of you could possibly be jailed. Are you going to risk that?
Yes, of course we have to risk that. It is our duty. We don't think that Mr. Tanja has any legitimacy. He has the against himself 3 years without any election, and he is not a president, but a man who has done a putsch and who stays in power because he thinks that he is strong, but not because he has any legitimacy. So we have to fight him, and it is what we have said since he has done his coup.
Will you be sending a delegation to ECOWAS?
Yeah, we will have some representative in Abuja, but they cannot formally attend the meeting, but in the lobby. Maybe they have to give some explanation about what happened in the dialogue. And here we have a demonstration on next Sunday, and it will be an opportunity for us to have many, many people in this meeting.
Is there a possibility that you would again hold negotiations with President Tanja's government?
I don't think so. I think that even the mediator, His Excellency Mr. Abdus Salami, doesn't think that there is any possibility for him to come back, because all what we have done since we began this mediation 2 months ago is to be in the same place, turning around, but we did not any step in front. So I think that he will not come back. But I don't know what the head of state will decide. And I'm not sure that they have any mean to do a real pressure on Tanja, who doesn't hear anything. He is deaf. And all the appeal they can do, he will not hear it. So I think that the mediation is definitively stopped.
So why do you think the mediator wasn't able to convince President Tanja to have a basic negotiation to end what they call the crisis?
Mr. Tanja have no willing for this discussion, and he is a head of state of a country who is independent, and he has no mean to do pressure on him, and he has not a mandate to force him. The only mandate he has is to convince him to go to discretion if he wants. Since he doesn't want, there is any possibility for a dialogue, and the mediator have noted that, and he will do his report to the head of state.